everybody, and welcome into the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association Player of the Week podcast, presented by Franciscan Health. We've got seven winners for you this week, interviews with six of those winners. Boy, it was a good week as the first round of the tournament started up with girls basketball. Plenty of standout performers, and excited to talk to each and every one of them. Let's get right into it. Our first winner, he's a boy from District 1. His name is Justin Sims, a 6'6" junior forward for Chesterton. The Trojans are 14-4 this series, a big reason why. Big games, couple double-doubles against Michigan City and Warsaw, career-high 29 points in that second game. And we'll go right to that conversation with him and his head coach, Mark Urban. Here's Justin Sims. Coach Justin, Player of the Week, a very special player. What makes him so good on the basketball court?
Well, yeah, I think he had a really good week for us. His motor was at a very high level. He was very efficient around the basket, and then he was extremely efficient from the free throw line. And I think that, you know, for him, that when his motor is at a high level and he just continues to go, he's a really, really special player. And I think that his best basketball is still ahead of him.
This Michigan City game, you guys only won by 2 points. He had a good game as well. What was the contributing factor for him in that game?
He really had some really big offensive rebounds that led to some tip-ins, and it's kind of back and forth game there late, and he just came up with some big rebounds and some big buckets, and like I said, he continued to hit his free throws, and you got to be able to do that down the stretch if you're going to win on the road in our conference.
So he's a junior for your program. How have you seen his leadership kind of develop over the last couple years?
Yeah, he's a kid that's he's a great kid. He's going to lead by example. He's not going to come in here and give a big rah-rah speech. But when he shows up early and works really hard in practice, and his motor's at a high level and stays after and works, that's when his leadership is really at his best, because he just makes you go at his level. And when he does that, he's making the other guys on our team better.
Coach, the Trojans are 14-4 down the home stretch. What's the mindset right now for the squad?
Well, we have trying to continue to get better. Last year we lost some pieces, and I think that it took us really through the summer and the first part of the season to try to figure out this team and everybody's role on their their part on this team, and we just are starting to gel, and I think that we continue to get better, and we have a really big one Friday with Portage coming into town, so we're focused on that and kind of trying to take it day by day and game by game, and see where we end up.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Justin, this next question for you. Let's start with that Michigan City game. It's a tight game late in there. You guys win by two. What was it like, carrying the teams in such a tight game?
It was just a game that went back and forth, and then we just had to make sure we were ready to go as the game kept on going.
Is there a lot more pressure on your shoulders when it's that close of a game and you need those offensive rebounds, you need those points?
I wouldn't say a lot of pressure on my shoulders, but I'd just say it's a lot of pressure on all of us together.
How have your teammates helped you be successful this season, and especially last week?
If they see me, not going as hard as I possibly can, they make sure that I get back on my level where I should be at, and then that's what just pushes us all together and makes us work hard.
Tell me about this game against Warsaw. You hit your career high in scoring, also got 10 rebounds. Pretty impressive day for you, and you guys won pretty big as a team. What was that like, getting that career high?
It was pretty cool. My teammates were just being good teammates that game, and saw that there's no one they had to keep up with me. So my teammates just were being good teammates.
Justin, how's the locker room feel for sectionals coming up here in a few weeks?
We feel good. We're just keeping up and just playing on the next game ahead.
All right. I appreciate you guys' time, and good luck the rest of the year.
I appreciate it.
Thanks to Coach Urban. Thanks to your District 1 winner in Justin Sims. Our next winner, District 1 girl, her name is Lillian Barnes, your Franciscan Health Player of the Week, coached by Candy Wilson. They played for Valparaiso. The Vikings are 23-2, and Lillian, a big reason why, a freshman. Yeah, she's a freshman and putting up great numbers, three blowouts and sectionals. They had a pretty successful week, to say the least. Big game coming up here soon. We talk about all of it with head coach Candy Wilson and your District 1 girls winner, Lillian Barnes. Coach, you guys are having a great season, and Lillian's got to be a big part of it. What makes her so special on the court?
Oh, boy, where do I start? She has such court vision. She sees things that other people don't see so quickly. She has just an incredible ability in transition to break people down. Just an all-around phenomenal player, inside game, outside game, mid-range game, and unselfish on top of it.
The Vikings, you guys got your first sectional title since 2005. How big of a part was Lillian in getting that title and those three wins?
Absolutely a huge part of that. I mean, she's a big part of our team. She's kind of the nucleus that everything feeds off of. We have some other players, obviously, that feed into that, but her abilities, they just make us 10 times better than we were, and it just, like I said, it makes everybody else better on the team, so it just feeds into us offensively and defensively.
Have you been able to see her for the last few years, or is this your first year getting to coach and getting to see Lillian on the floor?
Oh, no, I've been watching her since fourth grade. Our school system here is we have one high school in our town, and so we're very aware of all the players that are in our program. So I've been watching her for quite a while now, and well aware of her in the middle school level, and she's been with us in the summertime with what we do in the middle school level. So, I've been very excited about her coming up and anticipating it and kind of trying to get things planned around that ahead of time. And she's exceeded any expectation anybody could have had. I mean, I knew she was going to do great things, but she is, for a freshman at this age, to contribute that much, that's pretty huge.
How rare is that to have a freshman putting up such numbers?
You know what? It's nowadays, it's not quite as rare as it had been in the past, but it's for what she's done, her ability to, like I said, break people down at her age. Her size is such a factor too. You look at her and she's built like a post player, but she moves like a guard, and that size difference helps out so much as well too. So it's that you don't see a whole lot with somebody her age.
Lillian, I'll ask these next couple questions for you. Let's walk through this sectional championship, through those three games. You guys got pretty convincing wins, and you were a big part of it. What was it like going in there and getting those big wins?
It felt really great. I mean, we knew it was going to be a challenge. Even though we had beat the teams in the past, we knew it was not going to be like the games we played in regular season. We knew that they were going to read and watch more film on us, break us down, learn our plays, and they did that, and we had to adjust to that a lot in the game. So to win three games like that, it felt really good.
Did they guard you different? Is it hard when you have so much focus on you on the defensive end?
I'd say the first time we played Crown Point in regular season, I think that they tried to face guard for a little bit, and then they went back into maybe like I think a zone, and that's what they did against us in the sectionals too. They just played a zone, but yeah, it is different when they're watching like me, and they, when I'm going on a fast break, like I can hear them saying take a charge, and that is really like they know how I play, so that's really challenging to adjust to, but I got the hang of it. Yeah.
How does it feel to be a freshman having so much success here at the high school level?
It's really great. I'm really grateful for like all the, for my coaches and team that like support me and make it possible to just make me feel welcome and make me feel like I could do what I do.
How are we feeling going into this regional game against South Bend, Washington?
Obviously, it's going to be one of our hardest games of the season, and they're a really, really good team, and we're trying to watch film on them and break them down and see what we could do. And going into it, we know it's going to be a really hard team, but we're just going to have to play like it's a regular game and not be scared.
Well, I wish you the best. Hope you guys have a successful postseason. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
A big thanks to Coach Wilson and Lillian Barnes, District 1 Player of the Week. Next, we move on to District 2. Your boys Player of the Week, presented by Franciscan Health, is Dylan Moles. Head coach Luke Meredith, a great conversation with these two out at Greenfield Central High School. 17-1 are the Cougars, having plenty of success, including two blowout wins last week, in which Moles had a very good week. 24 points, 7 assists in that first game, and then 20 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, and a win against Greenwood. Let's get right to that conversation with head coach Luke Meredith and your District 2 Player of the Week, Dylan Moles. Coach Dylan had such a good week for you last week. What makes him so good on the basketball court?
Well, he can score at all three levels, and he's a winner. You know, he's a catalyst for our team and a catalyst for our program. We have a young man that's a four-year starter, 1,000-point scorer, all-time leader in threes made in the history of our school, averaging 20 points a game, 5 assists a game, 2 steals a game, and, you know, he does everything. Our program and every game is everything is for him and through him, and every team tries to take him away. So he's just done a great job for us for 4 years and has really had a great career and is really excelling and one of the main reasons for us to have this start at 17-1.
What do you think his best skills are on the floor?
But he can just do it all. There's no weakness in his game. When I say score at all three levels, he's really good at handling contact and finishing at the rim. His pull-up jumper has one of the things that has really separated him these last 2 years. And then, as I just mentioned, he's made 185 threes in his career. So he used to just be a spot-up shooter as a freshman, and then he's developed that as a point guard, his pull-up game, and his range. There's really no weakness in his game. He's a dude.
As far as the intangibles, have you seen his leadership kind of develop over the last few years?
Well, Dylan leads through example. We have a breakfast club at 7:15 a.m. every morning. He's met me here an hour before school for 4 years, and he's been able to drag other people with him. So if you look at our stats and what we're shooting the ball with some of the other members of our program, it's all started with, once again, Dylan being the catalyst of that and dragging other people with him. So he's a winner, and he's taken us to new heights and places that Greenfield Central hasn't been in a long time.
You talked about how the Cougars are 17-1. Coming down the home stretch here towards sectionals, what's the mindset of the team right now?
I'll just stay together. You know, obviously, you know, we're winning games. We've won 14 games in a row, which is the longest streak in the history of Greenfield Central. But every, you know, week by week, game by game, and we do know that there's some really tough – I mean, Sectional 9 is loaded this year. Anderson is really good. New Palestine and a lot of other programs are really on the up and up at Sectional 9. But for us, it's just keeping it together, keeping it one game at a time, and then we'll really hone in here at the beginning of March and really hope to do something special that hasn't been done here in 25 years.
I love to hear it. Dylan, the next question is for you, Coach. Thanks for your time. Dylan, take me into last week. Games against Delta and Greenwood when you had some impressive stat lines. What was it like last week, just scoring at will, doing everything you needed?
I mean, both games especially, we started off slow. So, I mean, that's been one of our things all year, just starting off slow. We can't do that, and then we got to get out fast. And, you know, just in the second half, I felt like I had to take over in order for us to win the game. So I just tried to do that in both games and come out hot.
And you did more than just scoring. You also spread the ball around pretty well. 6 assists, the average for both games. You know, what's it like getting your teammates involved, too? It's not just a one-man band for you Cougars, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of guys, like Coach said, that come in and shoot every morning. We got Braylon Mullins and Tyler Kirkhoff, and then a bunch of other guys who just know their role. And then Braylon, he's a sophomore. He's had a really big year, and he helps me get some of those assists, just hitting open shots. And then other guys, obviously, hitting shots, too.
Dylan, the way that Coach was talking about how this program runs through you, what's that like, you know, being the leader of the program, being the guy that everybody looks to?
I mean, I like it. I like the pressure. Coach always says we want all the smoke, so, you know, I do. And I look forward to every game, just putting my best effort forth and then living with the results.
How has this year been different for you compared to previous years?
I mean, I feel like this year, like every year, we've just gotten consistently better since my freshman year. I think my freshman year, like 12-12, and then just a couple extra wins each year. And then this year, we're 17-1. I just feel like this team especially, not only do we have the most skill that I've played with in high school, but just everyone enjoys playing with each other. And, you know, we got a great culture. And so every game is fun.
What's the feeling in the locker room heading into this home stretch?
I mean, just stay hungry, you know, 17-1, it can be easy to get complacent, and, you know, start off slow in games like we did last week, but just staying hungry, and, you know, we haven't won a sectional in 25 years, so that's definitely the goal, and we all want to accomplish that.
Well, I wish you the best of luck in that pursuit. Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
Next, we move on to District 2 girls. Her name is Addison Bowsman, head coach. Her father, Brad Bowsman, they're 26-0. That's the Twin Lakes Indians having a great year. Addison is a sophomore, putting up some amazing numbers in last week's sectional wins. They had one close game. It was in double overtime. Aside from that, blowouts. And she was a huge part of that. The single-season record holder for assists this year. And again, Addison, just a sophomore. Let's talk to Addison. Let's talk to her father, Coach Bowsman. Coach, Addison's such a special player for you guys, and a big reason why you guys are 26-0, I would assume. As far as the sectionals went last week, how big was she on the floor for you guys?
She's just another leader for me on the court. I mean, she gets the information to the girls and just kind of, she keeps, you know, just keeps everyone going in the right direction, and just, she's just a, she makes a huge impact just being that on the court leader.
As far as her skill goes, what do you think her best attributes are?
I think just her, just, she's so, it's really hard to say, but I mean, she's just a person that's so locked in whenever you see her playing a basketball game. You know that she's ready to go and she's ready to give whatever she needs to do to help her team win. And, you know, sometimes it might just be taking care of defense or, you know, just taking care of the basketball, getting to our shooters. But she just seems like she always does all the little things for us.
Coach, I ask a lot of coaches here who are in these similar situations how they've seen their player develop over the last 4 years, 3 years, however long they've had him. You've seen Addison develop a lot longer than that. What's it been like watching her skill develop over the years?
I mean, it's been exciting. I have an older daughter, Courtney, that came through my program and was in basketball. And Addison, my younger one, she got to see that happen and was there. But she started at a young age. I mean, she's 3-4 years old, starting to play in my elementary leagues. And just seeing her love for the game and just see her developing and starting playing, you know, travel ball back in third grade, and just seeing her excitement was just a great thing. But, you know, just looking at once she got to high school, being a freshman to sophomore, just she really stepped up being that leader on the court and getting that ball to her shooters, because I think she pretty well almost doubled up her assists this year from last year to this year. And that's a huge thing, because I think that helps – you know, she knows who needs the basketball and she gets it to them.
What's that like coaching your daughter? Having her out on the floor, you guys have such a good chemistry, such a good relationship, I'm sure. What's that like having her out there on the floor for you?
It's great. It's amazing. It's fun to be able to coach your daughter, but sometimes, you know, you always have that hard-headedness a little bit. Whenever she might think that I'm not right about something and the father-daughter part comes out a little bit between us on the court instead of being coach and player. But, you know, that's easy to deal with because of her love and fire and commitment to, you know, trying to make sure we win each game.
Addison, these next couple for you, let's stick with the same topic. What's it like having your old man as your head coach?
Having my dad as my coach has always helped me through the years because he's always been there and he'll tell me what's what instead of my other coaches. They might not just tell me straight up, but my dad will tell me straight up.
How about this last week? You guys won sectionals, some big wins, especially with this double overtime win against West Lafayette. What was it like in these games when you need the win or else your season's over?
I feel like our team, we handle pressure well. We've been handling pressure ever since the beginning, not being beat, being undefeated. Our team just knows how to play in this pressure. Like West Lafayette, they may have not been in overtime before. We played in overtime against Central Catholic, and we handled that well. And we were just been there before, so our team just handled it well.
Looking at some of these numbers, I mean, you got a double-double that first-round game with 10 assists. You got 7 assists the next 2 games. Do you take pride in, you know, being able to dish the ball out to teammates so well, and obviously with that single-season record you hold for assists?
Yeah, that is, like, I've never thought of, like, being, like, getting the assist record, but this year, just starting out, I just started getting all these assists and these passes, and just, like, thinking about it, I just, like, was like, wow, I really, as being a point guard, I need to start passing and getting it to my shooters, and I still kept the ball for myself sometimes, but I'm not, like, a selfish person, I don't think, and I help my team just win in all different ways.
You guys are 26-0. You're at the top of everything, and, you know, you're a big reason why, Addison. What's that like, being the leader of such a successful team?
It's amazing. I love my team. My team is always has my back, and it's just been unbelievable. Like, from the beginning of the season, none of us really thought we would be in this position, but being in this position now, it just feels amazing.
What's the mindset like going into regionals?
Going into regionals, I just feel like we just have to play like a team. And if we play like a team, I believe we can just go as far as we can. And just we just have to be together.
Well, Addison, I appreciate your time. Good luck with the rest of this postseason.
Thank you.
Big thanks to the Battlesmans. Congrats to Addison for being that District 2 Girls Player of the Week. On to District 3, your Boys Player of the Week, presented by Franciscan Health. Peter Combs, he's a 6'8" senior forward. A lot of size to him. Coach Neal, that's Joey Neal, talks about him plenty. The 15-3 Bloomfield Cardinals. They're having some success, including a double overtime win in that last week. He hit the buzzer beater to win the game. We're going to talk to Peter. We're going to talk to head coach Joey Neal, District 3 Player of the Week, Peter Combs. Coach, Peter's been such a special player for you guys as a senior, and specifically in this double overtime win against North Davies last week. What makes him so special for you guys?
Well, obviously being 6'8", that helps a little bit. But no, I think, you know, Peter's put the work in the off season, physically got himself where, you know, he's a force inside there. You know, he's improved his strength and his quickness, and that's really helped him.
As far as his skill, what do you think his best attributes are on the floor?
Well, I think he does a really good job of just establishing position. He's left-handed. You know, I think that gives you an advantage. You know, he's athletic. You know, he's smooth inside. He's a good passer. I mean, we've got shooters that we space outside to try to keep, the doubles and triple teams off of him. And he plays through them as much as they play through him. And I think that makes us hard to guard.
So against North Davies, he hits your game winner in the second overtime. But, you know, what did he do to get you to that second overtime and get you to that moment?
Well, just, you know, when you got a 6'8" guy inside, you can throw it in there too, and he can score inside. You know, that allows our shooters to get shots from out and vice versa. So, you know, you got to pick your poison there with us at times. And you know, we're just able to spread you out. And whenever you need a bucket, you feel like you can get a high percentage shot. You know, he's shooting about 68%, you know, total field goals, and 72 from two. So, you know, we need a bucket. We got a go-to guy.
How have you seen him develop over the last few years now that he's a senior for your program?
Well, I've seen him, you know, since kindergarten, and you know, even as a freshman, just physically, he's put to work in the weight room and you know, and on the court, and that's been a big attribute for him as an individual, which has helped our team. I mean, he's a guy that played on the freshman team here, and probably did him a lot of good because he developed and played out on the floor more, and now he's more inside out than he probably ever was. So, you know, every year he's just gotten better, and that's what it's about.
You saw him as a kindergartner. Did you look at him and be like, all right, that's going to be our 6'8" forward here in about 10 years?
Well, he didn't look too impressive out there in his rec specs and trotting around. But, you know, you knew he had two older brothers that had size. And you knew he was going to have some length as he grew up and would develop. And you know, and eventually here we are. And you know, it's been fun to experience that.
Peter, these next couple questions for you. Take me through, you know, the emotions in that North Davies game when you guys are in the second overtime, and, you know, I'm sure you're pretty tired, but you still had enough juice to put up that shot.
First off, you know, we got a good shot at the end with 4 seconds to go, went to the free throw line, shot those free throws. Fortunately, didn't hit them, but, you know, I got great teammates that just play no matter what. They kept the ball around. Blake kept his composure, found the open guy, and luckily it went in.
What's the emotions like? What's the pressure like in that situation, too, when you're at the free throw line, you know you need to hit them, and then even more so when you know you need to hit that shot at the end?
The pressure really doesn't bother me a whole lot. It's just going through my routine, and fortunately didn't go in, but as a shot went in, as my second shot went in, it felt a lot better, I'll tell you that.
And how about, you know, all the time before that regulation into the first overtime? What was it like, you know, trying to fight for that win? And I'm sure that you had to have been pretty tired, right?
Yeah, but being tired in that situation is not really what you feel like. You're just trying to get the win against a really good team. Yeah.
Take me through the season as a whole. You guys, 15-3, the Cardinals finding a lot of success. What's it been like for you?
I feel really blessed to be a part of good teammates and a good coaching staff. And I think what guys here is a lot of trust between the team and trust with the coaching staff as well.
Heading down the home stretch, sectionals right around the corner. What's the mindset of the team right now?
The goal is to get to Gainbridge, obviously, but it's one step at a time. We take each game seriously. And as a senior, as my fellow seniors think, you know, each more is one you don't get back. And we just keep that in the back of our heads as we go on.
I love that. Well, good. Best of luck for the rest of the season. Thank you guys for your time.
Thank you. All right, thank you.
We had two players of the week out of District 3 on the boys' side of things. That's how good it was down south. Of course, we talked to Peter, but we also have District 3 boys Cole Henry. He plays for South Ripley High School. Your Franciscan Health Player of the Week Part 2 out of District 3 for the boys' side of things. Didn't get a chance to talk to him. We tried to connect but could not with head coach Steve Beach. They're number one in the conference, having a good season. He's a big reason why. 6'6", the sophomore forward. Again, South Ripley had a big game. They defeated Southwestern out of Hanover 80-72 in overtime, and he was huge in this game. Get the stat line: 33 points. He had 11 rebounds. It's a double-double, but he had 8 blocks. He was 2 blocks away from a triple-double on blocks. A great game for him. Unfortunately, we couldn't talk to Cole Henry, but he's the second winner out of District 3. We did get a chance to talk to District 3 Girls Player of the Week from Franciscan Health. This is Ava Weber, a 5'11 senior from Cordon Central High School, plays for the Panthers, who are 24-2, making it out of sectionals with a fun regional game this weekend. We talk about all that with head coach Josh Conrad and with Ava Weber. She had a great week last week with all three of those sectional wins, including that sectional championship win over Scottsburg, 3 blowouts, and she had success all up and down the board. So we will talk to Ava Weber and head coach Josh Conrad, District 3 Girls Player of the Week. Coach, Ava, such a special player for you guys, a big reason why you're having success, I'm sure, and, you know, especially with this sectional title. How big is she to your team?
Ava's really the backbone of the team. You know, a lot of people look at her offensive production and think, wow, those are big numbers, and they are big numbers, but you have to be pretty happy, and you have to understand that she's a major part of the defense, too. You know, she flat gets after it on both ends, and, you know, she's just a pleasure to have in your program.
How have you seen her develop over the years?
I think, you know, as a freshman, sophomore, she kind of went from, you know, having set plays ran towards her for now, where she kind of creates a lot of her own offense off the dribble. She has developed her outside shot a lot, too, and that's been good to see in the last year. And, you know, it's kind of funny that you ask her, you know, why don't you shoot more from the outside? And she says, well, I don't feel like I have to. So, you know, that's good to have. But, yeah, she's grown in that way where she's you know, been able to create her own shot a whole lot more than she was as a younger player.
Well, you guys are definitely putting up plenty of offense these last three sectional games. You know, in these games specifically, how big has she been to those wins against Charleston, against North Harrison, against Scottsburg?
Basically, there's just parts of the game where you just, you know, she kind of flips the switch and she says, I'm going to take the game over now. And she gets 4 or 5 possessions in a row where, you know, she goes and she gets the ball on the defense and just goes straight down and scores. And you know, we can run a set towards her, and we know that she's going to pick the best option, whether it's the score or kick it out. And you know, in the last week, she's kind of magnified that on the offensive end where, you know, teams have had a hard time to contain her in those games.
First sectional title in the decade. What's the mindset of the Panthers going into regionals?
I think it's upbeat. I think, you know, we've been able to watch Rushville and understand that they're a good physical basketball team. And I think the girls are excited to get back on the basketball court, go represent our community, and hopefully bring home a regional title on Saturday.
A lot of people just go and they look at the records. They look at you guys at 24-2, Rushville at 14-13. Is that a little bit different message going into the locker room of like, guys, you know, this is regionals. It's anybody's game.
Yeah, I think it has to be. You know, you could also look at it as, you know, Rushville was just here last year, so they have that experience. You could look at it as, you know, their sophomore, who's a pretty good player, missed six of the games this year, so you have to factor that in too. And they're just a hard-nosed team that they're not going to beat themselves. So you have to come out ready to go compete and play the basketball game, and hopefully you're playing another week after this.
Ava, these next couple questions for you. Let's stick with this these sectional games. You guys got three big wins. You scored almost half the points or more in most of these games. What was it like just scoring at will in these sectional games when it really mattered?
During times like that, you just have to step up for your team, not do it for yourself, but for your team. And driving to the basket also opens up for, like, your other players, which we had a bunch of girls step up as well and hit big shots in those games.
How do your teammates make you so successful?
We have a lot of shooters, and we also have a big girl down low who gets rebounds, and she brings up a lot of space for the defense, and our shooters make it easier for me because they can't leave them open or else it's going to be bad on their part.
What's the feeling like leading this team 24-2? You guys are having so much success, and you know, you look at a lot of schools around the state with these sectional games, they're close games into overtime. You guys just blew past all three of these teams. That's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, it does feel pretty good. Whenever you're close on and off the court, it makes it easier when you're on the court.
What's the mindset like going into this Rushville game for you as a player?
Well, like our coach always says, that going into like games like this, we're 0-0. That's our record. So we just have to show up and play our game and see what happens.
Ava, what's next for you after high school?
I'm just playing basketball right now, my senior year, and not really – I'm keeping my options open, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Well, best of luck with the postseason. Wish you guys all the success.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We would like to thank all of the Franciscan Health Players of the Week this week. We had seven of them. We talked to six of them, and it was a great week for both boys and girls basketball. This is presented by the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association. Best of luck to the three young ladies and four young men with the rest of their season, especially with sectionals. And now into regionals for the girls' side of things. Tune in next Wednesday. You'll hear from next week's winners. For the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association, I am Nathaniel Finch.